Just a feeling of just enormous satisfaction that this group of players who've committed so much time and effort and energy and sacrifice to the cause of winning Ulster Club Championship, that they realised their ambition and their purpose. And I mean that, like, these lads, their purpose in life is to be Scotland players, and then for them to deliver on the biggest stage that they've ever played in after all of this, was the defeats over the years, that was immensely satisfying, just to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's all a manager is, he's just part of it. The credit and the all of the adulations you go to the players, because they're just phenomenal men whose craft has been honed over a long number of years, and yes, I'm just delighted for them. It's massive for them.
What did you feel this week preparing the team for today?
I felt a sense of calm and a sense of purpose about us. I think last year's defeat really sharpened that sense of calmness and purpose. And it just felt all week as if we were going to win this. Now, there's different stages throughout the second half, and next time that maybe that was misguided faith, but that faith tended, it paid off in the end.
Final point for me, a lot of successful teams, David, have elder statesmen, young cubs, men in the middle. From looking from the outside, it looks as if you have a really good mix.
We have, and I'm delighted to say we have a couple of players waiting in the wings. Sean O'Michael-Wayne didn't make tonight's game through injury. Mark McCaffrey's just back into training. Tommy Mallon wasn't there tonight. You know, big Mark McPhillips has the tools to play at this level as well. Sean Traynor. So we have a nice squad building and a nice group building. So we're, you know, that capacity is going to be of value to us going forward.